All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well then, the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the trouble that is the New York Knicks continues. Earlier this week, the Knicks parted with Jeff Hornacek as their head coach. Hornacek is now the 10th different head coach that the Knicks have had since 2001. In two seasons at the helm, Hornacek was 60 and 104. And honestly, Hornacek never, and I repeat, never stood a chance to be successful with the Knicks. He inherited the Phil Jackson, Carmelo Anthony saga in his first season. It was Phil Jackson that signed center Joakim Noah, who has done absolutely nothing, and he clashed this year with Hornacek. You look at team owner James Dolan, team president Steve Mills, and general manager Scott Perry. They have not done a good job as far as giving Hornacek a team to work with. Granted, the Knicks do have a star in the making in Kristaps Porzingis, but he suffered that torn ACL this season, and once he got hurt, things really went downhill for the Knicks. But I mean, the biggest problem, and it was especially, you could see it in Hornacek's first year, nobody was on the same page with this team. The owner, team president, star player at that time in Carmelo Anthony, and Jeff Hornacek all had different agendas. So when you have those four vital positions in an organization and nobody's on the same page, it's going to be a problem. I mean, the Knicks did show signs of improvement this year, but then Porzingis got hurt, and then it went downhill from there. Now, obviously, whoever takes over this front office is going to have to try to figure out if they're going to re-sign Enes Kanter, Kyle O'Quinn, and Ron Baker this summer. But, you know, you look at some of the guys that have been thrown around as far as the names go in regards to being the Knicks' new next head coach, former Knicks player Mark Jackson, current Villanova head coach Jay Wright, former Knicks head coach Jeff Van Gundy, former Memphis Grizzlies coach Dave Fizdale, and current Los Angeles Clippers head coach Doc Rivers. It doesn't matter if it's any one of these guys or somebody else. They are not going to have success with this franchise. The Knicks have been a train wreck for so long. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It starts and ends with James Dolan. Dolan is not committed to winning. Dolan is committed to making money. And he knows even if the Knicks win 25 games each season, he still makes money hand over fist. Why? Because it's New York, it's the limelight, and people, especially celebrities and people who have money, are going to open up their pocketbooks and sit down there and buy a ticket and watch this team play regardless of who's out there. And whenever you have somebody leading a charge like that, that is not committed to winning, it is a trickle-down effect for the rest of your organization. Outside of Porzingis and Patrick Ewing, who they lucked into getting back in 1985, the Knicks have not drafted well for the longest time. They have not signed quality free agents consistently to come in here and play for this team. And once you factor all of that together, the results are there on the court. This team has consistently missed the playoffs in the past few years. They consistently lose 50 games each year. And until the culture changes with inside of that building, the Knicks will continue to struggle. The Knicks will continue to disappoint their diehard fans. And I say diehard fans because no matter what James Dolan does, these people still go out there and support this team. Why? I don't know. But the bottom line is, this team is no closer to being a contender than on the day that they traded Patrick Ewing to the Seattle Supersonics. And we know how long ago that was. And that is sad. Because when you think of some of the older franchises in the NBA, you think of the Celtics, you think of the Lakers. The Knicks are right there once you think about those older franchises. But what they have become since 2000 and 2001 is flat out pathetic. James Dolan should be held accountable for this. The league won't do it, but the New York fans deserve a lot better than what they have seen from their Knickerbockers in the past few years. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.